This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter who is kind of short.
And out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barry.
That sounded like a splutter. Like
a splutter?
That wasn't a good one from you, Dan.
Robbie!
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. We missed you last week.
Yes. I'm very sorry.
You were away up in Sydney for the Purchase Cup.
I was up for the Purchase Cup. We won't talk about Sydney's double win for the the gay rugby tournament up in Sydney. No, that was
gross.
Very disappointing, but a good weekend all around anyway.
Very good.
Where are we going today? What have you got for us on this episode of Barely Believable?
Gents, a few weeks ago I told you about the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Crazy restaurant where they were serving up dishes 10 times what your daily intake of calories should be.
Yeah, I want to go to there.
I think I've found a crazier restaurant.
No.
Volterra in Italy. There's a restaurant called Fortenza Medicia. It's inside a maximum security prison.
What?
Kinky.
Now, we're talking, this is a prison that the prisoners have to be serving a minimum of 7 years to get sent to this prison, right? So we're talking about mafia, we're talking about murderers, we're talking about the hardcore ones.
The hardcore ones, yeah.
Now, part of the prison's rehabilitation scheme is having the inmates run their own restaurant. So they work as a staff, they're the chefs, they're the kitchen hands, they're the wait staff.
That's like My Criminal Rules.
Yeah.
It's great.
My Criminal Rules. The I love this. Entertainment. One of the most loved inmates that work in there is called Bruno, and he's a pianist. He does all the entertainment. He's currently serving life for murder. Now,
what are songs are about?
Now, it's not easy to get into this restaurant for a few reasons. One, it's booked out weeks in advance because people love this. They do 120 covers every night for dinner. They you have to pass a background check before you are allowed to eat there.
You have to have a police check or something to get in there. Oh, my God.
You have to have a police check.
Like handing the waiters utensils or something?
Yeah, like pass them.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. You have to drop everything, which I quite like this. We should adopt this for other restaurants as well. You have to drop, obviously, all your belongings, your handbags, your mobile phones off, everything. So you just have to talk to one another.
That's nice.
That's a great idea.
That's good.
I think we should do that anyway. Now, you've also got to pass several security checkpoints on the day, of course, and all of the cutlery and the plates are plastic.
Yep.
It's hardly fine dining then, is it?
Apparently, the food is sensational, and as I said, it books out weeks in advance, and I have a feeling that nobody ever sends a meal back.
I was just going to say that. I doubt if anyone would complain about the food, would you?
No. Not when the head chef is serving life of murder as well.
You want a well-done steak and a shiving?
Okay. You'll eat it and you'll like it.
Yeah.
Serving life of murder and serving a nice chicken stir fry as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, there was a show on, I think it was Channel 7, called Redemption Kitchen or something. Don't you remember this?
No.
Redemption Kitchen.
Yeah, no, it was. And it was
ex-cons.
It was ex-cons. That did the...
What, an Australian show?
Yeah, an Australian TV show.
Oh, there you go.
And
Italy didn't come up with this idea.
Take that.
They actually had the restaurant in Brisbane in this really fancy complex in New Farm. And it was like, it was full on. It was like, I have to admit, I actually went to the restaurant.
I bet you did.
It was good.
I was about to accuse you of dreaming this whole thing up. But, no. If you were really there.
There were some like really hot, bulky ex-cons with tattoos and stuff. I'm sure Mark was first.
Yeah, Mark was first in line.
To be at the restaurant and to taste their cuisine.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, thank you very much, Robbie. That was very interesting. I was like... Oh, I think I'd like to go and dine there. That'd be cool.
I would go. I think it'd be fascinating.
Totally get why it's so popular, because it's such a unique thing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Very cool. Thank you, Robbie. And you'll be back next week for another episode of Barely Believable.
See you then.
Very exciting. Brekkie Bears on Joy.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.